the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin. Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb. See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
In Ireland this week, it's the final week of campaigning in the general election, and it's all to play for, with recent polls suggesting a hung government. And like the rest of the campaign so far, there's been plenty of very, very odd and strange moments in the past week. Last week, Tipperary independent candidate Matty McGrath released a song called Pizzagate, an election song. The video for the election song, amongst other things, shows Matty wearing a pair of boxing gloves with the name of his rivals on them. Now, you've got to check out the video. We will put it on our social media at the end of today's show. If you go on to Twitter or Facebook, it's What's the Crack RR. But here is the audio from that video. This is Matty McGrath with his election song, Pizzagate.
Here comes the man in the van. He's the man that we all know gets the work done. That's why our Matty's Tipperary's number one. I do declare, there were times that I felt sorry for the Taoiseach sitting there, with Matthew raising hell from the other chair. So vote McGrath, independent number one, Matty McGrath. La 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 la, Matty McGrath. Matty don't play dirty politics, that never was his way, it's not the kind of thing earned him the reputation that he has today. Hard work and toil, when somebody's in trouble, Matty goes that extra mile, and everything gets sorted Matty's style. So vote McGrath, independent number one, Matty McGrath. La 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 la, Matty McGrath. They all found it funny somehow, who's laughing now? It's election time and Matty can't stand tall and proud. He sat inside with those frightened and trembling families huddled to his side, and the bankers banging on the doors outside. So vote McGrath, independent number one, Matty McGrath. La 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 la, Matty McGrath. Independent number one, Matty McGrath. Tipperary's number one, Matty McGrath.
Hashtag Matty Style. That is great, isn't it? That's Matty McGrath from Tipperary. He is running to be in the next government. Yes, he is actually a politician, a professional politician. And if that wasn't enough for you, you might remember from a few weeks ago, a candidate from Kerry, an independent candidate from Kerry, Michael Healy-Ray. He released a song a few weeks ago. Well, he's released another one. Just last Friday, he released his second election song. Now, the last song had great production value, but this one is even better. It's called Back to the Doyle and is set to the tune of Shut Up and Dance by the American band Walk the Moon. So if you're a fan of that song, my advice right now is for you to turn down your radio for the next 2 minutes, because you might not ever look at that song the same way again. This is Michael Healy-Ray's second election song. This is Back to the Doyle.
It's time to vote, I'm in. Back to the Doyle again. I said vote Healy-Ray. You're number one, two or three. He will always help in any way. So vote number one, Michael Healy-Ray. In his independent way, he's been making changes every day. If you need some help, you know the name. If you want your voice heard, vote number one, Michael Healy-Ray. Vote number one, Healy-Ray. It's time to vote him in. Back to the doll again. I said vote Healy-Ray. You're number one, two or three. He will always help in any way. So vote number one, Michael Healy-Ray. Common sense is what he speaks.
Experience is what he'll always preach. Make Michael your number one TD. If you want your voice heard, want your voice heard, vote number one, Michael Healy Ray. Vote number one, Healy Ray. It's time to vote him in, back to the doll again. I said vote Healy Ray, you're number one, two, or three. He will always help in any way. So vote number one, Michael Healy Ray.
Please re-elect me to Dáil Éireann to be the independent voice for all of the County of Kerry. Let the work continue. Thank you all very, very much.
It's time to vote him in, back to the Dáil again. I said vote Healy Ray, your number one, two or three. He will always help in any way. So vote number one, Michael Healy Ray. Michael Healy Ray. Yeah, Michael Healy Ray.
I can only apologise if you're a fan of that song and you just heard that, but that is the Kerry Independent TD, or the Kerry Independent candidate who's running to be part of the next Irish government. That's Michael Healy Ray with his election song. Wow, that's pretty odd, isn't it? In other campaigning news this week, the current Taoiseach, the current Prime Minister, Enda Kenny, can only have done what can be described as putting his foot in it at a rally in his hometown of Castlebar on Saturday evening. He said, "God knows we have some All-Ireland champions here in Castlebar. And I don't mean Castlebar Mitchells. I mean the whingers that I hear every week saying there's nothing happening." The comments were addressed at criticism over the failure to stretch the economic recovery to the west of Ireland despite local investment. He was asked about the comments at a separate event in West Clare on Sunday, and he was cheered by party members when he said that he did not regret making the comments, saying that some of them wouldn't know sunshine if they saw it. However, this morning, Monday the 22nd of February, amid a growing opposition backlash, Mr. Kenny told the Waterford-based radio station WLRFM that he regretted the remark all of a sudden and insisted that he was speaking about local politicians and not voters themselves, and specifically said that he was referring to full-time politicians in the party Fianna Fáil when he was asked. Also on Monday the 22nd of February, leader of Fianna Fáil had to abandon canvassing in Crumlin due to protesters. Micheál Martin came across anti-austerity demonstrators in Crumlin and they heckled the leader and blocked his car as he was leaving the village. Fianna Fáil spokesperson said that the incident was no big deal. In other news, the junior minister with special responsibility for forestry, horticulture and food safety, Tom Hayes, has been criticised for having some of his election posters nailed to trees around Clonmel. Sinn Féin's Tipperary candidate, Councillor Shamey Morris, hit out at the vandalism and damage it had done to the trees. He said any such disregard for natural life from supporters of the outgoing minister is particularly disappointing, as the minister has special responsibility for forestry and because some of the trees are ash. He said that nailing election posters to trees is a regressive development in a modern election. Most of us have moved beyond thinking of trees as unimportant and near inanimate objects. So it's not been a very good weekend for Fine Gael. They have said, by the way, that the party expects that all its candidates respect postering guidelines and that they understood that these posters have now been removed from the trees. In the final Ipsos MRBI poll of the campaign in this Monday's Irish Times, the parties are pretty much at a deadlock. Fine Gael are at 28%, Fianna Fáil are at 23%, Independents and others are at 28%, Sinn Féin are at 15%, and Labour are trailing very far behind the current one party of the current government coalition, just with 6% of the vote. in that poll, which took place at the weekend. The final TV debate from all the leaders takes place Tuesday, the 23rd of February. That'll be the last debate on TV. And the election, as I said, it will take place on Friday, the 26th of February. And of course, we will keep you up to date on that over the weekend on social media and also next Monday as well. We will be covering the fallout and the results of this week's general election. But here's hoping that it all works out.